This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. At Missouri S&T in Rolla, Assistant Professor Taylor Grunlow says his students refuse to fail. This time, he's not talking about engineering. The theater department at Missouri S&T has taken the campus and community by storm. Cameron Connor talks with Taylor about why and how so many students found a passion in theater.
The involvement for Missouri S&T's theater department increased 2,900%, and also paid student attendance was up 300%. What's in the water at Missouri S&T?
Right on. When I took over here at Missouri S&T, like the semester before I took over, there was one student involved in the musical going on in the spring. So there was a lot of community involvement, and there was just I don't think the students thought it was very exciting, right, in this environment at the time. And so, and then COVID hit. COVID hit in a big way, right? And so we were kind of insular for a while. And so we had a really small crew sort of building. And then just this past spring, in the spring of 2022, we had over 50 students working on the musical of Legally Blonde. And we have active students coming in to build, active students coming in to act now, active students like running sound and tech, stage managing. And so now we have this huge sort of theater program going that kind of just formed in the last 3 years. And the crazy thing that happened that I didn't see coming is that their peers were coming and buying tickets to come see them do Heather's the Musical and Legally Blonde the Musical. So it was exciting to see that so many of their friends and fellow classmates were interested in seeing them perform on stage.
Okay, so note to self, engineers also make really good actors, techs, stage managers, etc.
Yeah, these students refuse to fail, so they figure out a way to make it shine every single time, which is really exciting to see every single production. I'm surprised every single time.
So people can get an understanding of how much work and effort goes into these things. Can you really lay down the foundation for how much time, energy, and effort it takes to put on a performance?
Yeah, when you come and see a performance, and if it looks flawless, that means there was a lot of hours put into making it look effortless, right? So there is set building, there is scenic charging, which is pretty much like set painting. We paint the floors here to give it a nice environment inside the story that we're telling in motion. And it just the microphone checks, the sound designs, it takes hundreds of man hours to put on each show. And we're sort of doing it here with only student volunteers. And for some reason right now, this current crew of student is finding time to do all their homework, pass all their exams, and still come in here and put on a show that allows them to sort of express themselves through, you know, dramatic text and song, which is just crazy, right? If I was doing physics exams and transport phenomenon, I don't even know what that is, but they have to take exams right after rehearsal on it. But they still find a time to come back and paint and build and engineer things for the set. So there's just a lot of time it takes, and it's all student volunteer hours. We don't have a shop supervisor. We don't have a master carpenter. We don't have a paid scenic designer. So these are all students taking on that job and then presenting it in a really sort of great way to where the audiences of their fellow students, the faculty here, the community here, keep coming up to me and saying that they can't believe what kind of product is being presented on stage right now.
We're talking with Taylor Grunlow. He is the assistant teaching professor for Missouri S&T's theater department, speaking on the vast flood of involvement that's occurred within the program. All volunteer hours from students. That's unbelievable stuff. How about the decision-making process for what script or what play you choose to put on? Obviously, you don't just play anything that walks through the door, any script that walks through the door that's presented to you. What's the decision-making process for how you decide, all right, this is what we're going to do?
How we've decided to put on shows here is, I believe, the number one reason why we have so much student involvement, because I ask the students what they want to do. We came out of COVID doing Heather's the Musical because a bunch of students wanted to do Heather's the Musical. I had never directed a musical before. I never produced a musical before. I was like, this is going to fail, and it's going to fail big time, but the students want to do it. So we'll see if we can have fun while failing. and they refused to fail. And we had some students come in and sang their hearts out. We found help in the community for microphones. Ozark Actors Theater, Fine Linen, they've been letting us borrow microphones for the last year so we can have as many students on stage that want to be on stage, which has been really exciting. And then after that show's done, I just kind of walked around in the halls and was like, what do you want to do next? And they said Legally Blonde, the musical. And I was like, wow, I really don't want to do that one. That's going to be a really big, big task. That's a big musical. And but they really wanted to do it. And we found the way and people came in and built and painted. And again, they refused to fail. And they presented something really exciting. We had people from St. Louis driving down to come see it. And they were thrilled by what they saw. So it's just really what the students want to do now is what sort of drives kind of our play decision, like what we decide to put on stage.
No, yeah, and that's a great idea. That's great mechanics, because it's obviously if you guys are putting on something that the students all want to do, then they're going to be even more motivated to put on that fine product. That's really great. So how about, so this has become not just a student thing, however, this is just really big throughout the area, right? It's not just students that are able to go to these things. The whole community can too.
Yeah, we've increased our community presence at the productions as well. So I think the community wants to see the shows we're putting on. I believe we put on shows that the other theaters around here wouldn't put up. So everybody has like their identity. And I'm really big on the philosophy of what gap are we filling. And so I don't believe some of the other theaters around here would be interested in Heather's, maybe because of the language and the content. But our students really wanted to talk about the things that were discussed in Heather's the Musical. So we had to do it. And so I believe that there's community members as well that kind of want to see those shows as well.
Okay, great. And how many shows do you usually put on a year?
I'm contracted to put on one show a semester, but last year we had so much student involvement and they were just so excited to keep going because we had a lot of students that were coming out of high school during like their senior year was COVID. And so all their spring musicals got canceled or they couldn't do stuff on the stage their senior year. So they were just eager to keep doing stuff. So we did 7 shows last year. We did 4 shows in the spring and 2 musicals. So we do stuff in the Leach Theater and we do stuff in our Black Box. And our Black Box is sort of this laboratory. And if a student rolls up on me and is like, I really want to do this musical, I'll find a way to do it. We even had once I had a student say that they really wanted to do a musical called Broadbent, Arkansas. And that is a Black story. That is a Black musical. And I was like, I can't direct that. But the students should still have the opportunity to put this on. So our department is hiring a guest director to come in from St. Louis, a director of color who's going to be able to direct the students of color on our stage so they can have the proper experience putting on that show. And it's all because the student came up to me and asked if it was possible. And I really, really hate saying no to questions like that.
Everything you're talking about, Tyler, must be such an immense amount of time for a student to balance between what they're doing in the classroom and then also what they're doing in between when they have the availability for theater. So this is really about opportunity, right?
Yeah, our big mission right now is to provide students with opportunities that they would have been offered at big arts institutions. I'm discovering that some of our students coming out of high school that excelled both in STEM and both in theatrical performance, in song, music, dance, they had to make a really tough choice because I believe this world is creating the narrative of you have to get an engineering degree to get a solid paycheck, right? And so I think they made a sacrifice. I believe they thought they were making a sacrifice by coming here, that they weren't going to be able to have this big environment and all these opportunities to express themselves on stage. And we really want to make sure that all those opportunities are here as well, so that their whole college experience is not lacking on any sort of front.
This has been Taylor Grenlow. He is an assistant teaching professor at Missouri S&T for their theater department. Taylor, thank you so much for the time here and really telling us what it's all about on Show Me Today, The Voice of Missouri.